And what of the man himself, now that the trial no longer hangs over him?
Michael Jackson is a shell of the man that he was just 3 months ago at the beginning of this trial. This trial has taken such a toll on him emotionally and physically.
It's been a terrible ordeal for him. He's had trouble sleeping. He's had trouble eating. It was an exhaustive 5 months, and fortunately, we came out ahead, and now he can rebuild his life.
But Jackson still has a host of problems that face him. He may face a civil suit from the same family or other accusers. He's also now involved in a custody battle over his children.
I think there's still a strong argument for removing the children from his care and custody. A lot less is needed to remove children than is needed to find someone guilty of a crime.
Jackson is now more than $200 million in debt.
Although he's been cash strapped, which has forced him to borrow, he nonetheless is still really asset rich. You know, if Michael were to go out, liquidate all of his assets after this trial, pay off all of his debt, he would still moonwalk away into the sunset with about $200 million.
That would mean selling his most prized assets, his share of the Sony ATV music catalog, which includes the Beatles' songbook, and his showcase home, Neverland. Some observers think that should be the first to go.
Neverland is, I think, an albatross. A guy who's, you know, who has gained this reputation, whether deserved or not, for being a person who has nefarious activity with kids, an amusement park is the last thing he needs.
Can Michael Jackson return to a musical career? Will he have an audience?
Michael will no longer be the king of pop. I think his fan base has diminished greatly as a result of these charges. I think there are a lot of people who will naturally be turned away from his music, no matter how brilliant it may be. But on the same token, I think there are also a lot of people who will stay around. Look, there are a lot of people who think all of this is one great conspiracy. And still express their unwavering love for Michael Jackson and his music.
At the end of the day, it's all about the hits. It's all about a hit song. It's all about making a hit record. And if Michael can make a hit record, people will buy it. I do not think we've seen the last of Michael Jackson. I think that he has the ability, with the acquittal, to be a phoenix rising.